This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. U.S. health advisors have endorsed a one-dose COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
This is the third vaccine authorized for emergency use. Dr. Anthony Fauci calls them highly effective.
Each of them are very effective against severe disease, and virtually all of them say that you look at the data and it's clear that you get essentially no hospitalizations or deaths.
FDA advisors say the benefits of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine outweigh the risks, but new supplies of vaccine are needed to keep up with variants of the virus. Dr. Fauci says they're working on that.
We will conduct a phase one study, which we will begin in mid-March.
Shipments of a few million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could begin as early as Monday. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Joe Biden wrapped up his day-long visit to storm-battered Texas Friday with calls for unity and bipartisanship outside a FEMA vaccination center. Biden told storm-weary Texans that his administration would partner with them to recover and that he is in it for the long haul. The president also hailed the news about Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine winning approval from FDA advisors. The president encouraged Americans to get a vaccine, saying beating the coronavirus will be a great American achievement.
Listen to the scientists who develop them through extensive and rigorous review. I did, and I took my shot publicly to demonstrate to the American people it's safe and effective.
The visit to the Houston area, which was battered recently by winter weather, was Biden's first trip to a major disaster site since he took office a little more than a month ago. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A newly declassified U.S. intelligence report released Friday says Saudi Arabia's crown prince likely approved the killing of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The public blaming of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman amounted to an extraordinary rebuke. Even as the Biden administration released the findings, it appeared determined to preserve a relationship with Saudi Arabia by avoiding direct punishment of the prince. Questioned by reporters, Secretary of State Antony Blinken defended the approach.
This is bigger than any one person. This recalibration goes to the policies that Saudi Arabia is pursuing and the actions it has taken.
Riyadh has denied any involvement of the Crown Prince in Khashoggi's murder. The UN Secretary General has strongly condemned the abduction of 317 girls during an attack Friday on a secondary school in northern Nigeria. Police and the military have begun joint operations to rescue the girls after the attack at the government girls' junior secondary school, according to a police spokesman in Zamfara State. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for the girls' immediate release, according to his spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric.
The Secretary General condemns in the strongest possible terms and calls for their immediate and unconditional release. As we've said before, schools should always remain a safe space to learn without fear of violence.
Several large groups of armed men operate in Zamfara State, described by the government as bandits, and are known to kidnap for money and to push for the release of their members from jail. NASA on Friday named its Washington headquarters after Mary W. Jackson, the space agency's first African-American female engineer whose story was portrayed in the popular film Hidden Figures. Stephen Jerschik is the acting administrator of NASA.
Because of engineers like Mary W. Jackson, America and the world was not only able to dream of landing among the stars, but to make that dream a reality.
Jackson started her NASA career in 1951 as part of a segregated unit of female mathematicians at what is now Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia. The women did calculations during the early pre-computer days of the U.S. space program. Jackson was later promoted to engineer and retired from NASA in 1985. She died in 2005 at the age of 83. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 1.5%. The S&P dropped by 0.47%, but the Nasdaq gained 0.56%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.